Hello, and welcome back to An Encouraged Heart. Thank you so much for joining me for week three. I will jump right in after a quick word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for this time in your word. We pray, Lord, that we will be in tune with your spirit and give us understanding and help us, Lord, to just grow deeper in your word. And we just ask, Lord, that your will be done today. And again, giving us understanding and wisdom as we study. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who have your workbooks, I'm on page 25. Those who do not, please feel free to grab your Bibles. Again, we are studying Living Victoriously in Difficult Times. Again, I'm starting on page 25. As we focused on Paul in our last lesson, we learned about the sufferings and persecutions he encountered. We observed his trust in the all-sufficient grace of God to enable him to persevere. Paul was steadfast in his faith. He did not retreat or back down from the mission God had given him. So why did God allow this faithful servant to suffer, and why does he permit pain in our lives? If we look at the observation section on page 25, it says here that we will begin our study this week by evaluating what Jesus told his disciples about the role of suffering in their lives. We're going to begin by looking at the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 18 through 21. We're going to do some markings, and we're going to circle the pronouns you and yours, which refer to the disciples of Jesus. And if you're at home listening and doing markings, or just reading along in your Bible, you can also just say the words out loud to yourself anytime you're doing the markings, okay? And that just helps with reinforcement of key words and phrases. So let's go ahead and get started. We're again going to circle pronouns, the pronouns you and yours. Verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. So of course there you see three pronouns to circle. You is repeated three times. Verse 19, if you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because this, the world hates you. So here we see the word you three times. In verse 19, verse 20, remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. So looking at this verse, in the beginning, there was one you. In the latter half, there is a you after the word persecute, and the ending would be the pronoun yours. Okay, so there are several markings there. Okay, looking at then the next verse, verse 21, but all of these things they will do to you for my name's sake. Of course, she would have circled you there, because they do not know the one who sent me. Okay. I will go ahead and read the entire passage without interruption, but there are actually some more markings to do. So I'm going to actually read through it one more time and look for several key words. So what we're going to do now is when I read verses 18 through 21, when you see the word hate or hated, or a similar variation of that word, you're going to draw a little heart with a diagonal line through the heart. Okay, so again, anytime you see the word hate, hated, or any word related, like hates, for example, you are going to draw a little heart shape with a diagonal arrow through the diagonal line, I should say, through the heart. Also, when you come to the word persecute, you're going to also, like we did before, going to draw a squiggly line above the word persecute. Okay? So, going back to verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. So you'll be drawing three hearts with the line through the hearts on three occasions in verse 18. Moving on to verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Okay, we had one word hates there that you would, of course, make that symbol, the heart with the line through it. Verse 20, remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Okay, in this verse, we have the word persecuted and persecute. Of course, you would make the squiggly lines above those words. Verse 21, but all these things you will do, they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. Okay, so there will be no additional markings there. Okay, so I'm going to read through those verses without interruption, and then we have several discussion questions to look at. Again, starting with verse 18, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. Okay. If you have your workbook, I'm going to begin with questions on page 26, okay? Okay, we're going to jump right in and look at question number one. What did you learn about the disciples and Jesus when you marked hate and persecute? In this passage, Jesus warns his disciples that they will be hated and persecuted by the world. He gives them several reasons. He was hated first, therefore his disciples should expect the same. He has called them out of the world to be set apart from the world. Therefore, the world does not love them, it says. In verse 20, Jesus reminds his disciples of what he has told them before. He says that a slave is not above his master. A slave would not be treated better than his master. Therefore, they can again expect to be treated like him. In verse 21, Jesus says that those who inflict this treatment on his disciples are doing this because they do not know the one who sent him. They have yet to understand and accept the gospel message. They did not know God as their Father, nor Christ as their Savior. In question two, it says, according to these verses, why do believers suffer? We, just like the disciples, will suffer for the very same reasons. Question number three, what specific truths? Actually, this is number four. Let me go back to three. How does this relate to you? Have you ever experienced hatred or persecution because of your relationship with Christ? I mentioned in a previous episode that I have been shunned by some in the past for sharing Christ or my testimony. Their treatment may have been subtle in some cases, but there were still traces of rejection. Question four, What specific truths in this passage will help you endure hatred or persecution? As a believer, you know, I know that I belong to Christ, not the world. So that is true for all believers. Christ was hated and persecuted. So as Christ followers, we too can expect similar kinds of treatment. Those who persecute Christians do not know Christ, nor the one who sent him. Okay? So we're going to wrap up this first lesson from week 3. The next lesson, we will look at a passage from 1 Peter chapter 2. Okay? So thank you again for joining me, and please reach out to me via email or with a voicemail, and I will have instructions on the podcast description box. Okay? Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.